Now, over 70 former Eurovision participants have called for the European Broadcasting Union to ban Israel's straight state broadcaster Cannes from the song contest. Members of the National Union of Journalists in RTE have called on the broadcaster to oppose Israel's participation in this year's Eurovision. The union has written to Director General Kevin Backhurst, requesting it to join with other national broadcasters, they quote Spain, Iceland and Slovenia, in voicing opposition to Israel's continued inclusion in the competition over its failure, they say, to uphold international humanitarian obligations in Gaza. Emma O'Kelly is chair of the NUJ Dublin Broadcasting Branch. Emma, good morning. So just tell us briefly what you're asking of Kevin Backhurst.
Yeah, well, this decision to send a letter to Kevin Backhurst to publicly oppose Israel's participation and to write to the EBU. We also, by the way, wrote to Noel Curran, the Director General of the EBU and a former Director General of RTE. We decided this because we feel there's a time to act, and that time is now. We collectively believe that there's a moral obligation on RTE and on the EBU to act to suspend Israel. We don't believe that the EBU needs a precedent, but if they want a precedent, they have it. And that is that precedent, of course, is Russia, because in February of 2022, just days after Russia invaded Ukraine, the EBU acted immediately to suspend Russia from the Eurovision competition. We believe that was the right course of action then. But unfortunately, the actions of Israel over the past year and a half in Gaza have put what Russia did in those first few days in Ukraine absolutely into the halfpenny place. We have 50,000 and more killed, 17,000 children, tens of thousands more children maimed in Gaza, every child traumatized. We have a case for plausible genocide before the international courts. We have arrest warrants out for the Prime Minister of Israel. And we are saying to the EBU, when does it draw a line? If all this isn't enough, then what is?
And important to say as well, of course, Israeli hostages still in captivity. There is a statement from the EBU this morning, Emma. I'm just going to read a few bits of it and then put it to you. They say in the statement, it is not our role, they say, to make comparisons between conflicts. They say the EBU remains aligned with other international organisations that have similarly maintained this inclusive stance towards Israeli participants in major competitions at this time. And they also go on to say they take the opportunity to remind our listeners that no participating EBU member broadcaster, and this was something they said they have widely consulted on, they say none of these participating member broadcasters have publicly opposed Israeli broadcaster Cannes' participation in the Eurovision Song Contest. And they say that's despite the claims in another letter from RTE journalists that was published. What do you say in response to that?
Well, I've looked at what Spain and Slovenia and Iceland said, and it's clear to me from what they have said that they are asking the EBU to consider Israel's participation. And it's clear to me the intent behind when they ask for that. I would say to that the EBU has a responsibility to hold all participants in the competition to the same ethical standards. Again, referring back to Russia, they said in February of 2022, the decision to suspend Russia reflects concern that in the light of unprecedented crisis in Ukraine, I'll just finish this, Mary, the inclusion of a Russian entry in this year's contest would bring the competition into disrepute.
If you do not get action from the EBU, Emma, would the NUJ broadcasting branch be calling on RTE and Ireland to boycott the Eurovision?
We had a good discussion at yesterday's meeting. That meeting was held subsequent to the sending of the letter, and we discussed what we might do. But right now, our focus is on asking RTE. We expect Kevin Backhurst, we expect the board of RTE to listen to us.
Okay.
We're hopeful that they will share our view.
I must leave it there, Emma. I'm sorry to cut you off. Thank you very much. That is Emma O'Kelly from the NUJ Broadcasting Branch at a minute to nine.